You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Andre Ayew to score and Swansea to win is 9-2. Odie Ighalo to score and Watford to win 5-1. Swansea only 13-8 to be relegated now after another loss on Wednesday night against relegation rivals Sunderland, match we mentioned. Kyle Norton sending off in that game, incidentally, Derek, was one of numerous dubious calls on the night. And I'm not saying Swansea would have got anything from that game anyway, because under Alan Curtis, they're really struggling.
They are, yeah. They look like the Glass Mountain team in runs their terminology, big run. It's, you know, one game they've won, isn't it, in the last six, lost three of them. I can't really see why they're going to beat Watford. The only thing I would say about Watford is that they do look like a team that's, you know, gone over the hill. The two strikers are not firing anymore. All of a sudden, bad result for them against Southampton in midweek. They've lost against Man City and Tottenham in quick succession too. But they have had some tough fixtures in recent weeks, and they'll find this a lot more to their liking. And I'm going to give them another chance, mainly because I just can't see, you know, no matter what way I look at it, a win for Swansea. I've got to give Watford another try. They let us down at 3-1 at Southampton in midweek. They're a little bit shorter than that this time around. But I would say that Swansea are not the side that Southampton are. So, yeah, I'm going to go for Watford here.
Watford are 15-8 to win this game. It is a little bit worrying, as Derek mentioned, Ighalo and Troy Deeney not firing at the moment. They've lost their last three in the Premier League. And in that game against Southampton midweek, I think they only had one shot on target, and it was a pot shot from distance. It's slightly worrying for Watford.
Yeah, but let's not forget that. I know, you know, Derek is never keen on Southampton's price, but they're not a bad team, and they're very organised generally, Southampton. So, you know, maybe they're a little bit harder to break down than others. Also, two of those other defeats were at home to Tottenham and Man City, who are, you know, two of the best, you know, teams in the Premier League on form. So, you know, I don't think it's panic stations just yet. Our resident Newcastle fan in the office said that they were the worst team that he'd seen. Beat Newcastle 1-0. You know, I wouldn't be too worried if I was a Watford fan. They're on 29 points, above the best team in the Premier League, Everton, by a point.
The woman's gone.
Look, Swansea, I think Swansea are there for the taking. You know, the owners at Swansea and the people who, you know, who make the decisions have done a good job, haven't they, over the years? That they've appointed progressive managers who've maintained this great style. Look at the managers, and they've gone on to great things. They haven't replaced the manager.
It's a serious misstep, isn't it?
And then they've sold one of their probably most talented younger players to a relegation rival. If you're a player in that dressing room, you'd be thinking, why have we not got a new manager? Because this guy was part of the problem before.
Yeah.
Why have they sold one of our teammates for quite a big money to one of our relegation rivals? What's going on? And so, and then they're not a very kind of dig in and get stuck in kind of team anyway. They're quite a nice team, I suppose. I think Watford win here. I think the 15-8 is decent. One nice little stat here from Opta is that Swansea have conceded the opening goal 14 times this season. Now, if Ighalo can get back into his scoring touch, 5-1 for him to score the first goal, it might be worth a look. He scored the first goal 5 times this season for Watford. But that's the same price as Ighalo to score and Watford to win. So probably better off taking that, because you get the anytime win in there, although it is a double. But yeah, Ighalo to score a goal, whether it's first, whether you like that start, and Swansea concede first again with Ighalo getting the score sheet. But 15-8 Watford will do me.
I do like Andre Ayew as well. I think he's a very good player. He's 21-10 to score any time.
It's good how he cuts in off the wing. He's like, Swansea, he's pacey and he's got a great shot on it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.